Okay, so let's begin Hilchos Shofar Sukkah Lulav. So the Rambam does group these three together. There's also the Torah Y, which I'm not going to get into, but he does group these three things together. And it's really two things if you think about it. The Shofar and then Sukkah Lulav is another thing. Hilchos Shofar Sukkah Lulav. So as we always do, we'll start with the Koseres. Yesh Bichal and Shlosh Mitzvos Aseh Vezeu Pratan. So there's three positive commandments. Now he's grouping them all together. Okay, so there's one for Rosh Hashanah, Lishma Kol Shofar Be'echa B'Tishrei, right? So you have to hear the sound of the shofar. The second is Leishev Basukkah Kol Shivas Me'achag. I must live in the sukkah all 7 days of the chag. And then finally, Litzol Lulav V'Mikdash Kol Shivas Me'achag. And the final one is to pick up the lulav in the Beis Hamikdash every day of the chag. So those are the three mitzvos we're going to be dealing with. Okay, Perakav Halach Aleph. Mitzvah saseh shel Torah lishma shuas shofar Rosh Hashanah. So there's a positive commandment. There's the mitzvah midoraisa to hear. Okay, the sound of the shofar. Okay, it's very difficult to define that, but the trua of the shofar, the sound of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah shenemar yom trua yelachem. The shofar shetokun bo bein Rosh Hashanah bein beYovel. So the shofar that you use both Rosh Hashanah and the shofar that's blown by Yovel, who karen hakvasim hakafuf. So the Rambam is very specific. It is a bent ram's horn. That is what the Rambam holds use. They call a shofros psulin chutz mikaren ha keves, right? And all shofros, all shofros are pasul except for the karen of the keves. So that's where he's very, very machmir about. The alpha pishlon is parash b'torah trua b'shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. Harehu omer b'yovel. So even though it never says in the Torah what the chiyuv of blowing trua on Rosh Hashanah, it does say so by Yovel because it says the havarta shofar trua taaviru shofar. When Pia Shmuel lamdu mat truas Yovel b'shofar after truas Rosh Hashanah b'shofar. So basically, the zera shava that we learn out the shofar of Yovel to the shofar, the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But the Torah never actually says anything in detail about blowing the shofar. Okay, halacha beis. But mikdash, how you token Rosh Hashanah b'shofar echad, ushtei chatzosos minat stadim. All right, so in the base of mikdash, what would they do on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, they would have a shofar, and then two of the chatzosos, meaning the horns, okay, or trumpets on either side of the person blowing the shofar. Okay, hashofar marech, so the shofar sound will be long, v'achatzosos mekatzros, shemitzos hayom b'shofar. And the sound of the trumpets would be shorter to emphasize that the mitzvah of the day is a shofar. The lama token emo bechatzosro. So why blow it with trumpets? Mishum shenemar bachatzosros v'kol shofar ha'ariel ifnei melech Hashem. So you see, it's both together. Aval b'shar makomos, but outside the base of mikdash, ain token Rosh Hashanah ela b'shofar bovad. So as we know, outside the base of mikdash, we only use a shofar to blow on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, which now come all the exceptions of what shofars I can't use. Shofar shavod azara ain token bo lechachila. So if it's a shofar that was used for idolatry, ideally I shouldn't use it as a shofar, but if I did, I'm yotze. Vishel ir nidachas, but let's say it is of an ir nidachas, where everyone was committing the Isra of Avodah Zarah, everyone has to be killed, an ir destroyed. Im takabo lo yatza. Then my shofar, I cannot use that shofar. Shofar ha guzzle should talk about yatza, right? If I steal a shofar, I use it to blow my shofar blast, I'm still fulfilling my obligation. Why? She'ena mitzvah ela b'shmias hakol, right? Because it's not the shofar, it's the sound. So the mitzvah is on the sound of the shofar. So af api shelo nakabo, rav lohi biya shamea, yatsa vein kol be'e b'kol din gezel. And ultimately, you can't actually talk about an idea of gezel applying to something intangible. V'chein shofar shel ola lo yitakabo, okay? A shofar that comes from an animal that was set aside as a korban ola, I can't use to blow. Vim taka yatsa, she'en b'kol din me'ila. So just like there's no gezel by a shofar blast, there's no me'ila, which is stealing from God, also by a shofar blast. Vim tomar v'alo nene b'shmias hakol, Mrs. Lolanos didn't know. Okay, what if I said, yeah, but I'm benefiting from the sound of the shofar? Mitzvos are not meant to benefit from, and that's a general principle by mitzvos. So therefore, if a person makes a neder not to go ahead and benefit from the shofar, it is permitted for him to actually blow the shofar for the purpose of mitzvah, even if he swore off enjoying the shofar blast. All right, let's do one more. Halacha Dalet, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, ein mechal on olav es yontov. Okay, so by shofar Rosh Hashanah, we're not mechal yontov for it, okay, to get it. Even for something that is derabanan. So what does this mean? Ketzad. Haya shofar brosha ilan um evar nar. Right, so let's say the shofar is on the top of the tree or on the other side of the river. Vein lo shofar, elohu. Right, and all I have is that shofar. Eino ola be ilan velo shot up in a mayim tei laviyu. I can't, for instance, climb up the tree to get the shofar. Vein sarach lomar shein choskan oso vein oso bomulacha. And of course, I can't cut the tree down. Vinei shetkiya shofar mitzvah asei, v'yom tov asei velo sasei. So you have a conflict, because the tkiya shofar is one positive commandment. Yontov is a positive and a negative commandment. And as we know, v'in asei docha lo sa'asei v'asei. Thus, it doesn't win out. V'mutter liten l'socho mayim o yayin o chometz yontov ke letzachzecho. Now, if I need to go ahead and rinse out the shofar, I can put in it, for example, wine to clean it out. V'lo yiten l'tocho mei raglayim. You shouldn't put urine inside it. Ne'akavot shlo yu mitzvos bezuyos alav. I shouldn't put urine into it, because that is disrespectful, and when it comes to mitzvos, we try our best to always act in a respectful manner. So one more, halacha hey, shear a shofar, what's the size of a shofar, the minimum shear? Kedei yishiyach zeno biyado v'yira lakan lakan. I put it in my hand, right, and let's say I close my hand around it, I would see each end sticking out of my hand. Nistak l'archo puzzle, okay, if it's cracked down the length of it, it's puzzle. L'rachvo, if it's the width, im nishtarbo kedei kashir kasher, ukeila nichras imako mastak. As long as there's enough left to make it a kosher shofar, it's considered kosher, and it's as if we cut it off at the place of the crack. Nikev, let's say there's a hole in it. Im sasmo shlobamino pasul. If I plug up the hole with something that's not shofar material, it's pasul. Sasmo bamino, if I did use the mina shofar to stop it up. Im nishtaya rubo shalem, as long as majority of the shofar is left, it's good. Velo ikvo hanekavim shenistamu eset kiyah reza kosher. And that the plugging up of the holes doesn't affect the sound of the shofar. Kadcho bizach ruso. Let's say I just perforated the inside of the shofar. Kasher shemimino in the chotzeitz. And finally, davak shivrei shifros. If I glue together pieces of shofar, ad shlishim al echad, until it becomes one, that is possible.